That was the Brian Pickell Band and a three-tune set from their new album Waves on the Shore. The tunes we listened to were The Garden of Hope, Queen of the Tarps, and Hog's Delight. The Brian Pickell Band will be in Guelph on Monday, April the 28th at 7:30 p.m. for a show at St. David and St. Patrick's Church, 520 Speedvale Avenue East. Tickets for the show are $15 in advance and $20 at the door, and available from Rick Avery and Judy Greenhill at 519-763-2494. Now, long-time listeners to this show will know Rick and Judy from their own trad-folk combo, Relative Harmony. They're also putting this show on. And it's my great pleasure to welcome my good friend Rick Avery back to Folk Roots Radio this morning to talk about the Brian Pickell Band and why you should come out to the show on Monday. It's great to have you join us, Rick.
Nice to be here, Jan.
Well, very pleased to be able to talk to you about this band. I'm very lucky that I have the CD before it's launched. And I think, am I right, and was it launched yesterday, or it's just about this weekend, isn't it, that it's actually being officially launched?
I think today, in fact.
Yeah. So it's rather apt that they're going to be coming to Guelph in a few days' time. I had a chance to preview some of the songs. Obviously, it was great to be able to play that first set. But I'm going to turn things over to you and give you a chance to talk a little bit about Brian's work and some of the other people that will be playing with him, because some of them are definitely familiar, because I think they're also members of the O'Shraves as well.
Yes, 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 and yes. So Brian goes way back musically. He was one of the founding members of the Humber River Valley Boys, who were a bluegrass group back in Toronto in the 70s. And he played fingerpick banjo in that band. And then I guess tendonitis caused him to drop out because he couldn't play that style of banjo anymore, and he didn't play for a while until he rediscovered that he could play the clawhammer style of banjo. And then he found out that, hey, I can also play a pretty good guitar, and learned to play daggad. And along the way somewhere thought, hey, I can write songs too. And then started hanging out with dance musicians, and discovered, hey, I can also write wonderful tunes for the fiddle. And so his career has sort of progressed from there. And today, his tunes are played all around the world. Just about any good fiddler that you can name has some of Brian's tunes in their repertoire. And a few years ago, to showcase his music and his songs, he formed his own band, the Brian Pickell Band. And this is, I think, their second CD together. The first one's wonderful. And this one's possibly even better. And it's full of the band. All the band members are virtuosos in their own right. And it's going to be an amazing concert.
Well, you know, certainly having a chance to listen to the music, one of the things I loved is the range of music that's on it. There's obviously some traditional dance tunes on there. But Brian very much likes to mix it up, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. No kidding. I think it's not just Brian. I think it's his whole band. You know, I mean, you've got Shane Cook there, who's a multiple Canadian fiddle champion. I think he was the youngest ever North American fiddle champion at the age of 15, if you can believe that. Now he's 32, and his playing is unreal. Shane went to university and studied the violin and music, but it didn't support his playing. And then, you know, you've got the O'Shraves, that is to say Pat O'Gorman and Julie Schreier, two top-class musicians in their own right who play with other bands themselves, and their producer, James Stevens, who plays with many other people on multiple instruments, guitar and mandolin and fiddle. And because he has that range of virtuosity behind him, he can play just about anything that he chooses, and he does. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a concert. I know that it'll be mainly stuff from his new CD, but I'm hopeful that he'll play some other songs from his earlier recordings, because they are wonderful too.
There seems to be renewed interest in the whole area of, you know, trad and Celtic playing together.
Oh, I think so. I think the likes of all those wonderful bands coming out of Nova Scotia have sort of reminded everybody that this music never went away. It's still alive and still kicking. And And Brian is just another in that line of people who have continuing the tradition of Celtic style of music. It's not Celtic music, of course he wrote it, but it's in the style of the earlier Celtic music that we're all used to. And I can't tell you a whole lot more about some of the music because it's brand new to me too. I mean, this is it is a brand new CD. I know that of some of the tunes, there's the David Parry tune, for instance. He names his tunes for friends and a friend and associates that he's known through the years. David Parry was a member of the Friends of Fiddler's Green, if you remember them from way back.
Don't they still play occasionally?
They do. You know, David was the first of the members to die, actually, very, very young, at the age of 50, of a heart attack. He was a wonderful musician. And we all knew him, and we all loved him. And so, you know, when Brian wrote a tune in David's memory, you'll find a lot of his tunes are named after the people and the places that are dear to his heart. So, you know, when you think of Whippoorwill, I mean, he spends a lot of time up north with Pat and Julie. And so there are echoes of Northern Ontario in a lot of his music and the names of the tunes that he writes for that.
Well, it promises to be a great show. I was just going to give you a few seconds just to remind people how they get tickets, and then let's listen to something else from the album.
I think that's a great idea. So, yes, call me at 519-763-2494. I will put your name down on our reservation list, and it will only cost you $15. If you come to the door on the night of the concert, it'll be $20.
And the venue is St. David and St. Patrick's Church. Now, that has beautiful acoustics, and I think is this the fourth or fifth concert you've actually put on there now?
I think it's the fourth, in fact. It is, in fact, acoustically, it's a wonderful space to perform. You almost don't need a sound system in there. The band has a good sound system, but they don't blast you out with it like some modern bands do, but they just use it to enhance and to balance, you know, the inequalities between the bagpipes, for instance, and a mandolin. But it's wooden and it's warm and it's just a wonderful place to listen to music. And we're thrilled to be able to have this band come and play.
And it promises to be a great show. So that's the Brian Pickell Band in Guelph this coming Monday, which is April the 28th at 7:30 p.m. at St. David and St. Patrick's Church, which, remember, is 520 Speedvale Avenue East in Guelph. Well, Rick, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And what I'd like to get you to do now is to introduce the next song.
This is, I think it's the last song on the recording, not the last selection. And it's called Left Too Soon. It's quite quintessential Brian Pickell song. The tune is quite evocative of some of his earlier songs, and the material, like some of them, there are all kinds of hints and echoes of things that you think might have happened, but you don't really know what they are, and it's mysterious. It's a little sad and whimsical. It's one of my favorite songs on the recording, and I think after your listeners hear it, I think they'll agree with me.
Rick, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. This is the Brian Pickell Band from the new album Waves on the Shore and Left Too Soon. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
As I gaze across the valley, winter creeps down the mountainside, and of travel I'll only be dreaming, for I'll be caught in a frozen tide. And I think of you every morning, your memory walks with train, and it's like the waning of the moon, like a child who's left too soon. All the promise that was shown, o'er the mountains it has flown. Together we walked from the harbor on Montreal streets that were crowded and cold. We met landlords and lenders and bosses who made the new world seem a lot like the old. And we cried on the day that we parted, all wrapped up tight in each other's arms. You were so weary, you'd go no further, and I left your loving charms. And it's like the waning of the moon, like a child who's left too soon. All the promise that was shown, o'er the mountains it has flown. Took 2 years of journey to these mountains, through forests and muskeg, across the prairie wide. Were it not for the kindness of strangers, on the frozen wastes I'd surely have died. Now I'm free as a lark over the meadow, smallpox and tyrants, I've left them behind. But the price of freedom weighs heavy on me, now it's my heart that's confined. And it's like the waning of the moon, like a child who's left too soon. All the promise that was shown, o'er the mountains it has flown. And I think of you every morning. Your memory walks with me all through